It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we've been talking about after the storm. Today we're going to zoom in and focus on purpose beyond the storm, and scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Well, every storm leaves behind a story. If you're scrolling through your social media memories, you're probably seeing a lot about our story from last year. So when the winds fade and the waters recede, and when the rebuilding is done, what remains is a testimony of God's faithfulness. The purpose of restoration is never just about us. It is about what God wants to do through us. The Apostle Paul teaches us that the comfort we receive from God isn't meant to keep to ourselves. It's meant to be shared. That means that the grief you endured, the addiction that you fought to overcome, the friendship that you lost, or the financial hardship you have survived are not wasted experiences. They are redeemed by God to give hope to someone else who is walking down the same path. And think about it. Who better to encourage a grieving heart than someone who has walked through the loss and found God's presence in the valley? And who better to help someone fighting addiction than a brother or sister who has felt the chains break through Christ? Who better to speak hope into financial struggles than one who has seen God provide in impossible situations? This is the beauty of God's restoration. The turns that your pain has gone through has been on purpose, and you know that He has transformed your scars into testimonial. He uses your survival as proof that His grace is greater than any storm. And even though you may not see the full purpose right away, sometimes it takes time to understand how God is weaving your story into His bigger picture. But you can be certain of this. Nothing that you go through or went through is wasted. Every tear, every prayer, every sleepless night has value in the hands of God who makes all things new. So who in your life right now needs to hear the comfort and hope that you've received? And how can you share your story in a way that points them to God's faithfulness? You know, the storm may have shaken us, but it did not destroy us, and God has calmed the winds, helped us pick up the pieces, taught us gratitude for what remains, strengthened our foundation, and now calls us to live with purpose. And even though your storm may have passed, your story has just begun. So walk forward knowing this: the God who restores is the God who will continue to guide you, use you, and sustain you in every season of your life. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you that our storm is not the end of our story. And thank you for comforting us so that we can comfort other people and use our testimony for your glory. May others see your faithfulness in our lives and find hope in their own storms. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.